They're responsible for 250,000 trips over the past 7 years.
Saved 90,000 pounds of CO2 emissions.
Kept some cars off our streets.
And it's all about the trips, the quantity of trips.
We're talking about Pike Ride, our community's bike share program, next on Loving the Springs.
Where we celebrate the best and elevate the rest.
You're listening to Studio 809 Podcasts. This is what community sounds like.
All right, this is going to be a fun episode because we are all big bike supporters and fanatics, so we love our guest, Tara McCarthy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Dave Gardner in the studio, and
I'm Carrie Simison, and I do have to put a little asterisk. I had the pleasure of serving on the Pike Ride Board for an entire lifetime, I think.
Yes.
I'm no longer on there, but they hold a very near and dear place in my heart.
And Al, I don't see Al Brody in the studio. Where are you, Al?
Al is in LaSalle, Illinois, rural LaSalle, Illinois, right outside their library with Wi-Fi that comes and goes.
Well, thanks for joining us, Al. We are recording in the studio, most of us, in the Studio 809 Podcasts Community Podcast Studio at the Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs.
A lot of people that know what Pike Ride is, they probably think it's just those speedy white bikes that you can, you know, jump around and, you know, have a good time. But Pike Ride is really a lot more than just an e-bike share program that can get you from point A to point B and put a big smile on your face. And that's why we have Tara McCarthy, the executive director of Pike Ride, which is a local nonprofit. So everyone that works at Pike Ride lives here in the Colorado Springs area. They love the Colorado Springs area. And at that point, I'm going to toss it over to you, Tara, to introduce yourself and give us the elevator pitch about Pike Ride and tell us kind of what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, sure. So Tara McCarthy, the executive director of Pike Ride. I joined the organization about 2.5 years ago, and so really lucky to sit in this seat and be able to impact change and really create life transformations for my community. And that's all through the two-wheeled bicycle. And like Carrie said, most people think of our bikes as recreation, as tourist amenity for our city, which we are, yet most people don't know that last year we helped keep 40 people housed because they had access to resources and opportunities. And so we do a lot in the community by providing affordable rides. We lease e-bikes to low-income individuals. That could be someone who might be living at Greenway Flats, one of our community's residential home for chronically homeless, or maybe it's somebody who actually just got released from prison and needs transportation to really transform their life.
Yeah, I had never thought about it that way.
So it's pretty cool because, I mean, I love getting on a Pike Ride. I live about 2.5 miles from where I work downtown. I kind of have maybe a 10-mile loop that I spend most of my time in, and I love to jump on a Pike Ride whenever, you know, the weather is nice enough to do that, which is about 300 days a year. And so my membership or my, you know, fees that I pay for the day to use my bike ride can help offset then these other programs that Pike Ride can provide to people that are more in need. So our tourists and our locals that use it because they want to really help Pike Ride do the work for people that use it because they have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you mentioned they're a nonprofit and we're in the middle of the gift campaign. So it's an extra special time when people in the community could actually just make a donation.
That would be great. Yeah. If you're listening, pikeride.org/give.
So I have to ask a quick question to see if this is happening this year. In years past, part of the program around the end of the year was you could adopt a Pike Ride and name it. Is that going to happen again this year?
So we already ran that campaign. So we have 29 new named bikes going out into the community. We have people who've chosen maybe their own name or have chosen somebody else's name who's made an impact in their life. So for instance, someone last year named a bike after their neighbor who had given him and his son a bike to use for transportation because they only had one car between the two of them. And so he did that in her honor. And so we also have a bike named Carrie Oakey from someone who's sitting at this table.
I just love that campaign. And I know originally it was, a great fun way to be able to honor people or just mm-hmm. do something fun. But also it was coming at a time where Pike Ride's bicycles were being kind of heavily vandalized.
Yes.
And when you name a bike, when you name anything, it personalizes it a little bit. And I know the hope was, if you have a bike out here and you're riding it, and potentially if you know the story behind it or yeah. just wonder the story behind it, you'll maybe be a little more thoughtful about what you're doing to the property when it's got a human's name.
Yeah, it's personified, right? Yeah. Like, one of the bikes is Dennis. And so hopefully someone doesn't abuse Dennis out while they're riding.
How does one identify that name? Is it printed on the bike?
Yeah, it's actually on the seat post. And so it's, 1.3 inches high by, depending upon the character. So it's very visible on the rider's left-hand side on the bike.
I love Pike Ride because I like to keep as many people as possible out of their cars. Mm-hmm. So it's doing its part for that. And I do want to talk a little bit about that and help introduce some people who may have not tried it to how they can engage with that. But I think maybe first, shall we talk a little bit more about the details of how the bicycles can help people who really need transportation?
Sure, absolutely.
How does that work?
We have two programs. They are both for low-income individuals. People can apply on our website. There's two different applications. The one program utilizes the bikes that you see on the corner of our streets. That program is called We Ride. Mm-hmm. It is for people who qualify. It's $20 a year to receive 90 minutes of ride time a day. So that really works for folks who live within walking distance or within our service area, which encompasses, a portion of downtown Colorado Springs, and then we run all the way through Old Colorado City into Manitou Springs. So a lot of people can get through their needs. They're getting access to work or the grocery store via that program. But for other folks, we have a program that's called Pike Ride Plus. Again, low income. It also is for individuals who live in disproportionately impacted neighborhoods in our community. And so what that means, it's actually a state definition. So that means a historic low income community, a community of color, a mobile home community. There's a number of other definitions as well. So there's two qualifications for that program. That program is $35 a month to lease one of our Class 1 e-bikes with additional storage accessories and safety accessories to actually take home with them to where they live. So that allows us to really expand our offerings outside of our service area to impact more community members who do not have a primary form of transportation, right? They don't own a personal car. They might not be able to access the Mountain Metro system because maybe they're a third shift worker and the schedules don't work for them.
Yeah.
And so that's been really powerful because we've found that that is for people who are both in a large transition in their life. Like I mentioned it, we've worked with a number of people who literally just got out of prison yesterday and are using this program to get their life back on track. Or it is for people who, we have a 72-year-old who's on this program. He couldn't afford to fix his car when it needed repairs, and so he was able to get on this program. He rides every single day, and he's either going to Hillside Community Center, he's probably now going to the Senior Center now that it's reopened, which is very exciting,
yeah.
Or he spends time at Penrose Library accessing the computer, accessing different programming. So we've found that these two programs really make a huge difference in people's lives to allow them to do the things that, for those of us who have a car, don't even think about the challenges if we didn't have a car. So really life transforming, these two programs.
Very cool. Okay, so now let's just turn to just the average person who might be thinking, okay, fewer automobile trips, or maybe my significant other and I can drop down to being a one-car family.
Yeah.
Because if we need two of us going different places, we can access a bike. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Our bikes are operated by a smartphone app. So you need the smartphone app, you need to create an account, and then you can literally walk up to any bike on the corner, scan it, ride off, and there you go. Or we have different affordable programs. We have day passes, which are really geared towards tourists. So for instance, we have a 4-hour adventure pass, which a lot of visitors use to go ride through Garden of the Gods, or maybe they're trying to get to Manitou or from Manitou. So that really serves them and being able to explore our wonderful environment and also be able to explore a little bit more of our small businesses and our attractions. And then we have a monthly pass, seasonal 3-month pass, or an annual pass. And those memberships give people 90 minutes of ride time per day at an affordable cost.
So on any of these plans, you don't ride the bike home and put it in your garage overnight?
You do not. These are public bikes. And so we want to make sure that when you're done with your ride, it's available for someone else right after. So most of our bikes are ridden at least once a day. Some of them, depending upon the station, are ridden 10 times a day. And I actually find that fascinating, that one bike can just interact with so many different members of our community on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and serve the varying needs that our community has.
I do want to talk about the service area, because if you try to ride one of these bikes outside the service area, mm-hmm. I understand it explodes.
That would be an interesting functionality of our bikes. So they don't explode, and you can ride outside of the service area. We just ask you to return it back to the service area.
Okay.
So for instance, Garden of the Gods is not in our service area, but you can certainly take it, explore, bring it back to the service area. And we ask that that happens. That way, people can assume correctly that there's a bike available at the nearest station to them. So we have a lot of Colorado College students who actually really like Trader Joe's up at University Villages. And they actually ride the bikes up there, get groceries, and come back on down to campus.
Perfect. That's a great ride.
Yeah. Really pretty right now.
And it's super nice with it being an e-bike, you know, when you're over in that University Village area or potentially going up towards like UCCS, like that little extra push in the pike ride really helps keep the sweat down.
Now, there are quite a few places where the bikes are clustered. How many places?
We have 98 stations right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've got a map on your website.
We do.
Maybe even on the app where you can find
it. Yep, on the app and on the website so you can find out where we are. There's stations at supermarkets. There's stations at libraries. We really kind of focus on where people need to go.
One of the great things about the service area too, I mean, we often hear people complain about how hard it is to park in Manitou Springs, mm-hmm. in Old Colorado City, in downtown. I mean, I disagree. I have to say that from, you know, my work world is I think parking is quite easy, but perception is reality.
Yeah.
And so the service area that Pike Ride serves, if you are concerned about being able to find a parking spot or don't want to pay for parking, like they are right in and available to all these areas. And there's so many stations and where you can park, mm-hmm. that you could drive towards any of these locations and park adjacent, grab a Pike Ride, and then spend your entire day going 3-4 blocks at a time, shopping, eating, picking up another Pike Ride, going a little bit farther. Yeah. And you're not dealing with what might be a headache and heartache to you in the mm-hmm. parking situation.
Yeah. If you're going to have coffee at the Exchange, frequently you can't just get a parking spot right out in front of there. It's very popular, great mm-hmm. place to see and be seen. And maybe it really bugs you. Gosh, the parking garage is, what, 3 blocks away? Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid. Well, if that bugs you and you want to be on wheels right up to the front door, then
and there's an opportunity.
There's a Pike Ride station right there around the corner from
Tejon
the Exchange.
And Marino. Yep.
Yeah. So how do you keep all those bikes charged?
Oh, that's a great question. It's a daily exercise for our staff. We charge the batteries in-house, and then our staff on a daily basis goes and swaps the batteries when they're low. And so it is an in and out every single day for us.
How do you know they're low?
We have information about the bikes, including battery percentage, where they are, where they're going, where they've come from. And so we actually have a really great data set that actually allows us to do more than just battery swaps. We actually use it for advocacy efforts as well.
So you're recording the conversations of those people on those bicycles.
We sure are, yeah.
So with that data set.
For future ads.
I knew it. Google's got nothing on you.
Yeah, that's right.
Tara, with that data set, you mentioned the students at Colorado College. How about the students at UCCS? going to Trader Joe's?
So we actually, unfortunately, don't have a service area up yet at UCCS campus. We've been in talks with them for years as to how we both financially could make that work. There is absolutely interest. We think that the Pike Ride bikes would be really great for students, staff, and faculty to access University Villages for services, for groceries, et cetera. But we're waiting for that right financial environment, that right grant to allow us to make that happen.
Makes sense.
According to the sustainability person, they're waiting for that financial number to change too, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. Unfortunately, bikes and managing a bike share system is it's not as cheap as the rides that we provide. Every ride is subsidized. And so when we talk about expansion, that's a capital investment for us and then ongoing operational fees. So it can be a little challenging.
Every ride is subsidized.
Dave, when it comes to transportation, every ride is subsidized. Whether you're in a car or a bus or a train or a plane, they're all subsidized.
Yeah, so we operate very much like public transportation. We operate just like Mountain Metro. So every ride, the person is paying about 15 to 19% of how much it actually costs to run that ride.
Wow, it is pretty affordable.
Yeah.
So that's why in times like the Give campaign and other times, it's really important to look at all of our local nonprofits and something like Pike Ride. When you hear these stories that Tara's telling about folks that use Pike Ride Plus or We Ride, yes, when I ride as an individual, it helps fund that. But really, when I'm riding as an individual, still I'm only paying for about 19% of my ride. So it doesn't actually pay towards that other than, you know, the support you're giving. So it's super important. If you believe in getting more cars off the streets, you believe in the health benefits of riding a bike, you believe in making sure that everyone has an opportunity to leave their house and go to the doctor, leave their house and go to a job, leave their house and go to the grocery store. And you see and hear the stories of the folks that use Pike Ride to do that. Like, it's really, really important to consider them in your giving, whether that's end of year giving or just anytime giving.
Yeah. And that just reminds me that, you know, one really great thing about e-bikes is it is putting more bicycles on our streets. Mm-hmm. I see a lot more people riding.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for safety, too, because the more bicyclists that are on the streets, motorists are finally going to get used to the fact that there are bicycles out there. And they'll stay out of the bike lanes and observe the lane markings more and more, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thanks for helping do that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So if somebody wants to give to Pike Ride, where do they go?
They can go to our website, so it's pikeride.org/give. And we'll be running our Colorado Gives campaign starting November 1st. And so, yeah, please consider us. It's really important for our community to be able to get around and get to what people need to do, like jobs and whatnot.
And if you've never been on a Pike Ride, like, now is the time. We are in probably the most beautiful season of Colorado's multiple seasons. The sun is out. You can hit me up. I'll take you on a Pike Ride.
Yeah.
Ride. Again, we've talked so much about e-bikes on this program, and the e-bike smile is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Whenever I've gotten on a Pike Ride with someone for the first time and they do that first push of the pedals, they kind of, their eyes pop open and you almost see them like swing back a little bit and you see them smile. It's just, it's a feeling like no other. So you guys know where to find me, but if you don't, I'm on Instagram at Hot Chick Cold Beer. I'm at the Downtown Partnership. I'm on Facebook under my real name. Like, I will take you for a Pike Ride anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, it is the best time of riding right now. The trees are changing. And I think also that most of us grew up and the bike was our first freedom from our parents, from our siblings, from what have you. And I think for people who haven't ridden a bike in a long time, you get that sense of freedom all over again when you get on a bike. And hey, if it's a little bit easier, so much more the fun.
Yeah.
There used to be discs on the wheels of the bikes and there was artwork on them. Is there anything going on with that anymore?
We had a couple of partnerships that provided art, these beautiful wheel discs. And so We still try and run that program for partnerships. We unfortunately haven't had any businesses take us up on that recently, but we still do run the ones that we have. So anytime there's an election, local, federal, we actually run, you know, voting rights discs. We have some Martin Luther King quote discs, and we think they make the bikes really stick out and look really pretty, especially when they're together. But if there's any businesses that want to maybe sponsor that and come up with some artfully curated wheel discs, we'd be very happy to take them up on that, Al.
Sounds good. Even better than your karaoke name tag on the bike.
So, Tara, are there other ways for businesses to get involved? We've talked about individual giving.
Yeah.
But how would a business get involved if they are listening and think this is something that really scratches their itch?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a number of different partnership programs that businesses can get involved with. You can sponsor a station, get your name attached to a station. That way people, every time they're in our app, they get to see your business name. We can even provide employee memberships to help your employees get to and from work or go for a recreation ride during our beautiful fall weather, right? That's a great employee benefit to have access to Pike Ride bikes for free. We can also wrap an entire bike in your company's brand. So there's just so many different ways that businesses can support what we're doing, trying to get people to work, to social services, et cetera. So if any businesses want to contribute in this way, we'd be happy to create a package.
And how would they get a hold of you?
Tara@pikeride.org, TARA@pikeride.org.
Awesome.
All right. And if you're looking for the app, it's called Get Your Butt on a Bike Now.
Yep. It's long, but that's the one. It's just Pike Ride app. It's available both on Android and Apple.
Okay. I love that when they're easy to find.
So Tara, there's a question that I have to ask, and it is, what is it that you love about Colorado Springs and or Manitou?
So I moved here from New York, and to be honest, when I moved here almost 20 years ago, I kind of struggled with Colorado Springs, but I stayed, and I think I've really grown to love this community because, I mean, looking out the window, you can see the mountain range, you can see changing leaves, and I can get on a bike and go climb at City Rock. And I think our community really is unique in that we have wonderful urban area, and yet you could also bike to however many city parks that have mountain biking trails to hike. And so I think our community really is outstanding for the amenities that it provides. And I think I would have been really unhappy if I actually moved away when I first got here. And so I'm really happy that I'm still here.
I'm happy you're here too.
Yeah, at first there just wasn't enough concrete for you.
Yeah, it just really... You know, people gave me space on the road when I was riding my bike. It just felt really uncomfortable.
Tara, did we miss anything that you would like to talk about attached to Pike Ride?
Pike Ride, luckily, has been awarded a couple of state grants. And I always say this with like a knock on wood, but we were awarded 2 state agency grants. So knock on wood that our state budget holds up. But hopefully over the next couple of years, we're going to be adding at least 150 e-bikes to our service. Mm. We're going to be adding 2 electric recumbent bicycles, actually tricycles,
ooh,
for folks that have mobility challenges.
Cool.
And one of those is a pedal bike and the other is a hand cycle. So for folks who may not be able to use their lower limbs, may not have lower limbs, there's going to be an option for them to use a Pike Ride bike. We're also going to be adding e-cargo bikes to our fleet, just a small number,
neat,
but it's really exciting because it lets people use bicycles that may not have really found that our bikes work for them. And so we're consistently looking for opportunities to make sure that all of our community members can use our services and can use them for what they have going on.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, we're very, very excited about this.
That's,
yes.
We have
cool
to do a ribbon cutting for,
ooh,
those,
yes,
when they,
yes,
get ready to come out.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Fun.
Yeah.
So I do want to bring up something today that only kind of peripherally has anything to do with Pike Ride. So the day that we're recording, and this will be passed by the time we come out, but it will not certainly be irrelevant. It's TS Day. It's Taylor Swift Day today. So her brand new album, Life of a Showgirl, has just released midnight last night. And at least three of us on the podcast have already listened to some of it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I work for downtown Colorado Springs, and my coworker had this, what I think is a brilliant idea. And we did several versions of the TS album cover called Life of a Downtown Girl. So if you're on Facebook or Instagram, head over to the Downtown Colorado Springs Facebook page or at @downtown_CS Instagram. Check them out. We think they're great. I was asking Tara if, you know, they had been listening to Taylor at all this morning. I kind of thought the answer would be no, but...
We do all of the repairs on our bikes, so we have in-house mechanics, and I will say that the shop Spotify account goes through all genres of music. And today, Kevin and Roland in our shop immediately put on the new Taylor Swift album. Not just one song, but the album is probably still going. It was on when I left the office for the podcast. So yes, we are listening to Taylor today.
Hey Al, that's something for you to listen to on the road. You're a Swiftie. So also in the news department, and also relevant, is, of course, the federal tax rebates for e-bikes went away at the end of September. But I just heard on KRCC this morning, shout out to KRCC, we love them.
Yep.
They had Will Tour of the Colorado Energy Office telling us that they're going to be implementing some new Colorado rebates. The program will start in November, but they're about to start taking applications for people who meet certain income qualifications to get further rebates.
Yeah, it's a great program. I think our state has really taken advantage of state funding to get people on e-bikes, and it is a graded program where low-income individuals get more rebate funds than high-income individuals, and so it's really allowed people to have personalized transportation when they might not have been able to afford it previously.
And I love that it connects our locals to our local bike shops, too.
Yes.
You know, bike shops' business has gone up and down and up and down over the years. And I think before we got into COVID, they were struggling pretty heavily because people were buying so much online, you know. Yeah. COVID did a little bit of a turnaround of that because we all were desperate to get out of our houses and wherever we could go, which happened to be into the great outdoors. And so bike shops did really thrive selling out of what they had. Of course, a bit unable to get parts and stuff, but really kind of had a heyday during COVID. And that seemed to also be kind of a big time when e-bikes were starting to show a little bit more, and people were starting to realize what they were and what they could do for them. And so now to have the government supplementing people's opportunity to get that, it really brings that tie back to local bike shops, and I think has helped with business quite a bit.
Yeah, we're really lucky to live in a state that believes in bikes and e-bikes and has created a program that not only it impacts the individual purchasing a bike, but like you said, also the bike shop. So the state has really created a robust program to impact both ends. And you know, we didn't have it for a couple of months this year, but I'm glad to see that it's back again because it does make a difference in a lot of people's lives.
All right. Well, listen, Tara, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate the good work you're doing at Pike Ride.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tara.
Thanks, Al.
And thanks for listening to Loving the Springs,
where we celebrate the best and elevate the rest.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.